Hi, welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. I'm Ray Hager, standing in for Sam Shedd. Today's guest is Chris Murray, the longtime Reno Gazette Journal sports writer who is now with Nevada Sports Net. That's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
40 years ago, Hotel California and the theme from Rocky were number one on the pop charts, and D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal started on the road to becoming Nevada's leading roofing company.
I couldn't be more proud of what we've achieved.
And over these 40 years, we've become an employee-owned company. So when you're talking to any employee, you're talking to an owner.
And here's to the next 40 years.
Happy 40th birthday, D&D Roofing and Sheet Metal.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
ProGroup Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. ProGroup Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. ProGroup Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Truck drivers are some of the hardest working people you'll meet, delivering over 70% of America's freight and 92% of Nevada's. When there's a natural disaster, they're delivering critical supplies to help those communities recover and rebuild. Every sector of the economy and our nation's military rely on truck drivers. So let's take a moment to say thank you. On the open road or city streets, our truck drivers are rolling to make our economy and our nation stronger. Trucking moves America forward.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shedd, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shedd.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest today is Chris Murray. He's a sports writer, sports columnist with Nevada Sports Net. Formerly, you were with the Reno Gazette Journal for many, many years. And I've been associated with Reno Gazette Journal Sports since 1970 when I was in high school and answered the phone there. But Chris, I thought maybe perhaps one of the best sports writers at the RGJ in that time. And I would think that you had pretty good job security at the Reno Gazette Journal. Mm-hmm. Why move over to Nevada Sports Net?
I was just really intrigued with what they're trying to build. I mean, obviously, I'd been at the RGJ for 16 years. I started there when I was 19 years old, so it was hard to say goodbye to so many friends and to a place that I had kind of grown up at. But on the other end of the spectrum, Nevada Sports Net, they're trying to build something really special, something really unique for local sports fans. It's a 24-hour TV station. We have a website that's free to read, and we're populating that with 3 to 5 stories a day. We have a show that's on the radio and on TV daily. That we produce new content with. And I just think they're trying to build something really cool and special, whereas at the RGJ, to some degree, you're kind of hanging on to the old model of newspapers that are kind of decaying. So while it was a difficult decision, I think it was a pretty simple one to look to move toward the future with a new enterprise and be part of a team again with 7 team members at Nevada Sports Net. Whereas with the RGJ, it was just 2 of us. So,
down to 2?
Yeah.
2 people. And when I was a sports editor there, we had 9 people in the sports department. Mm-hmm. But now you're with Channel 4, mm-hmm. which is a Sinclair station, and they have a Sinclair station in Las Vegas. Are there any plans to make the Nevada, to get content from Las Vegas, maybe with UNLV Sports, the Raiders coming, the Golden Knights, to make this a true statewide all sports channel?
I think that's something that we'd be very interested in. I mean, obviously, with the Raiders coming into town, we have some LA Rams content. We have some San Francisco 49ers content. But we would like to make it a complete state product where people from the South can watch the channel and get some good information as well. And I think we're kind of a guinea pig. I mean, this is the first time Sinclair has kind of tried to turn what was formerly basically a syndication channel into an all sports channel. So a lot of pressure on us to go out and do well and have it succeed. And if we're able to do that, I think you'll see markets like a Las Vegas or like a Boise or like an Albuquerque, where Sinclair has some properties, to go out and turn those into, you know, Albuquerque Sportsnet or Idaho Sportsnet. And see, you know, because there is a lot of demand for sports, and in our local market with the Nevada basketball team being so good, I think it was a perfect time to launch it because there is so much interest in the Wolfpack. And then you have the Aces, you have 1868 FC. If we're able to get some of the properties, you know, from Las Vegas with the Golden Knights and with the Raiders and incorporating that into what we're doing, I think that would be, you know, good for viewers up here to be able to have a connection to the teams in the South as well.
Right. Now, you're currently on TV 24 hours a day, mm-hmm. on Channel 7 on Charter Cable, 21 on regular television.
Yeah.
And then you have a website where you supply most of the content.
Yeah, NevadaSportsNet.com. So we'll do, usually we'll have two or three people from the community come in and do interviews with us, and we'll put those on the website as video interviews as mm-hmm. well. But we also have that traditional print journalism just in the digital form. I mean, I still do long form stuff, my columns and all of that. So I think it's a nice mix and diversity of things that we have on the website as well.
And of course, you're still on Twitter and other social media too.
For sure. I mean, that's a big push. If you're not active on social media, on Twitter, on Facebook, on Snapchat, on Instagram, you're not getting fans to read your stuff. So that has been, I think, one of the big reasons why they recruited me and wanted me to join, is because over the last 16 years, I've been able to cultivate a pretty nice base on Twitter of people interested in reading what I write. So it's been nice to see so many people make the move over and go to NSN, where we don't have a paywall, so it is free for anybody
right.
to read.
And there's no plans to introduce a paywall.
No, I think they want to get our content to as many people as possible. So you know, I think we're able to create the revenue necessary without having to charge the person to visit our website.
Okay, I wanted to talk about, you focus a lot on the University of Nevada Athletic Department, mm-hmm. and they recently, in the last year or so, completed a $14 million renovation on Mackey Stadium, but yeah. now they have to spend another $2 million to correct issues with the American with Disabilities Act.
Yeah.
$2 million out of the budget. It
yeah.
seems like that's a really stiff price to pay for.
That's a lot of money. I mean, they already had to put $690,000 into it to do some ADA fixes after the initial renovation. So to maybe have to put $2 million more in, that figure is not 100% nailed down yet, but it's going to be a large sum. I mean, Nevada went into that renovation with the best intentions. They did a big survey and asked fans, what do you want at Mackey Stadium to come out to games? Mm-hmm. And they tried to address those things. They added different seats. It was all bleachers before, but
right.
now you have bleacher seats, you have a club level, you have luxury boxes, you have chair backs. So there are a variety of different price points and accommodations. They added a gigantic scoreboard. They did a lot of good things that they were hoping would bring fans in. Unfortunately, it's not ADA compliant, and whenever you start a major renovation, you have to bring the thing completely up to code. If there's a facility on campus that's not ADA compliant, you don't have to make it ADA compliant until you do that renovation. They thought they did it right. The architect checked in on it. Nevada Public Works checked in on it and said it was all good. It's not all good. There have been some issues. So it is a hamper to them. I mean, they are already $5 million in the hole to the university with some budget deficits over the years. To add potentially $2 million on top of that, it's a major issue when you're trying to retain coaches like Eric Musselman or Jay Norvell or TJ Bruce. So,
okay.
You know, just a step in the wrong direction.
We got to hold it right there. When we come back, I want to talk a little about UNLV athletics. We'll be right back after these few words with Chris Murray.
Tamarack Junction is South Reno's hotspot with over 450 of the latest slots and video games. Sully Sports Bar, the Dining Car Restaurant, William Hill Sportsbook, and the Tamarack Steakhouse and Lounge. We're just north of the Summit Mall in South Virginia.
Yeah.
How do you shed some light on a better economy? Start with growth inspired by Valley Electric Association. We're a member-owned power company that puts Nevada first, and we're doing big things, like providing prosperity by securing renewable energy projects. For Nevada, that means more jobs and more opportunities, all for a strong statewide economy. In other words, together, we're doing powerful things. Visit us at vea.coop to learn more.
Hi, I'm Eric Robnett, owner of Home Energy Experts. Has this ever happened to you?
Honey, did you remember to turn down the thermostat?
Forgetting to set the temperature? Not fun. We can help. Our new smart thermostat keeps the temperature set for your comfort all by itself.
I'm feeling hot now.
To increase your comfort, go to homeenergyexperts.com for details. That's homeenergyexperts.com.
The signs and symptoms of cataracts can start out small with subtle changes in your vision. So don't wait. Be proactive and take your vision into your own hands. If you're experiencing the onset of cataracts or just have questions, contact your eye care professional or call Eye Care Associates of Nevada today. Dr. Hiss has years of experience specializing in the surgical correction of eye disorders and has completed over 84,000 vision-correcting procedures. At Eye Care Associates of Nevada, we'll change the way you look at the world.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse is known for signature steaks, handcrafted cocktails, and world-class wines. Join us Thursdays and Friday nights from 4:30 to 6:30 in the Steakhouse Lounge for live music, gourmet plates, and well-priced wines just north of the Summit Mall on South Virginia.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Our guest, of course, is Chris Murray. He's an accomplished sports writer, now working for Nevada Sportsnet. Welcome. Well, we've already said welcome, so let's get back to this. I want to talk to you a little bit about UNLV football. Now, they're currently building the Fertitta football complex, $10 million facility for the football team. And then also in 2 years, the UNLV football team moves into the state-of-the-art Las Vegas Raiders Stadium. Mm-hmm. So, will UNLV, with these new complexes, will they have a decided recruiting advantage over the University of Nevada in football?
If they hire the right coach. I mean, it comes down to winning. Nobody wants to join a program that's not winning. With this football facility, with the Raiders Stadium, with the city being so world-renowned, with the recruiting base in Las Vegas having a lot of good local high school players there, the potential there is to be great. I mean, if they have the right coach in place, everything is there for it to be a high success. And, you know, their dream is to get to the Pac-12. They have to do better in football if they're going to get there. I think it's also tough, though, because now they have a lot more competition with the Golden Knights, with the Raiders. They'll probably be an NBA team in there before too long. It's not you support UNLV because that's the only team in town. They're going to have to go out and play good football and be good in basketball where attendance has really fallen to be able to fend off the competition from those pro sports.
Okay, now you, in talking about UNLV football, you said if they have the right coach. Mm-hmm. Right now they have Tony Sanchez as their coach. He was the coach at Bishop Gorman, led them to a national mythical championship. Yeah. in high school football. Do you think, now, but this year, he hasn't won one conference game, even yeah. lost to lowly San Jose State. Yeah. Do you see him sticking around as coach?
He was taking him on the right direction. He inherited a 2-win program, won 3 in his first year, 4 in his second year, 5 in his next year. Mm-hmm. Everything was trending to a bowl, but they're at 2 wins. They're probably going to end the season with 2 wins. Do they keep him around? I think it's a huge question. I think if they're going to listen to the donors and the supporters, they'll give him one more year because the donors and the supporters are very supportive of Tony Sanchez. He obviously lost his quarterback, Armani Rogers, for a good chunk of this mm-hmm. season, but the defense just has not been good since he's been there, and it wasn't at all good this year. So I think he probably gets one more year. You give him 2019, you maybe get a few more of those funds, and if things aren't going well, if he doesn't get to a bowl, well, you gave him 5 seasons and he wasn't able to accomplish it. And now you're going into the Raiders Stadium, so maybe you're able to get a higher caliber coach because your facilities are a little bit better. So I would probably give him one more year, but I wouldn't be shocked to see UNLV make a change because the athletic director who hired him and gave him an extension is no longer there. He does have a contract through 2021, so I don't know that UNLV has the buyout money. I think he gets another year, but I think he has to, at minimum, make a bowl next season to be able to keep his job.
Okay, now one of the key things that seems to be lacking with the University of Nevada in Reno is the lack of an indoor practice facility. Is the Wolfpack the only team in the Mountain West Conference from like a cold weather yeah. destination that does not have a practice facility?
Yeah, and it was that way when they joined the conference in 2012. You look at Boise State, Utah State, Colorado State, New Mexico. They all have that facility, and it's a super important facility for recruiting. It's anywhere from $15 to $20 million, though, so it's not easy. And Nevada had a chance. They got a $9 million pledge from the students that they would add that to their student fees, mm-hmm. and they weren't able to find the other $10 to $15 million in private donations to get that done. Now that pledge is gone. They'd have to go back to the students and ask for it again. President Mark Johnson, he's winding down in his career at Nevada. Probably is not going to have another term. So does he kick in some more money as kind of a legacy project? He's, you know, built the Student Fitness Center, the engineering building, Great Basin Hall, done some great things with the medical school. I could see him kicking in some additional money to try and get this sports facility that's so important built before he does leave as UNR's president. But really, it's going to come down to at least one donor giving him $5 million and saying, here you go, this is your jump start. Everybody else will kind of chase as well with you.
Do they have a donor like that?
Not really. I mean, maybe Colin Kaepernick at one point, maybe Joel Petonio, who is a very successful NFL player. But outside of maybe a foundation doing it, I don't know that there's any one individual person who has $5 million to give for that lead gift.
You know, in Oregon, they have Nike, the Nike Corporation, that really helps boost up Oregon and Oregon State sports. Is there any talk of, like, perhaps one of these big outfits at the Tahoe Reno Industrial Complex, like Tesla or Google or Switch, coming on as a big-name sponsor for Wolfpack Athletics?
I mean, they've knocked down all the doors. I mean, they're trying to get that one donor. They've even looked at naming rights, so renaming potentially Mackey Stadium or Lawler Event Center to get some annual income. I mean, those usually will sell for $500,000 or $600,000 a year, and maybe that's supplemental income for Eric Musselman. But I don't think any of those companies have shown enough interest, because we're talking about, at minimum, to have the facility named after you, you're looking at $5 million. And that's a big chunk of money for a lot of people, maybe not for a Tesla or a company like that. So they have knocked on those doors, just not enough progress to really get that big donation.
Okay, let's take a break right here, Chris. And when we come back, I want to talk to you about the governor's series between the University of Nevada and UNLV. We'll be right back after these few messages with more with renowned sports writer Chris Murray.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens, natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
Hey guys, are you watching the game at a friend's or the bar again because you can't watch at home with your wife? Or worse, because she kicked you out and kept your couch, your flat screen, and your kids? What's the one thing a man needs when he loses a good woman? A good lawyer. And when he loses a bad woman, he needs a great lawyer. What makes a good woman a bad woman? You tell me. You're the one that can't watch the game in your own home. I'm men's rights attorney Marilyn York, and I represent men in divorce, custody, and family law matters.
Hi, I'm Dave Newman. Remember me? I used to be the house detective, and now I'm a realtor, full-time at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates. A lot of people ask me, how's the market? You know what? It's fantastic. If you're even kicking around the idea of buying or selling, give me a call. Let's talk about it. Call me at RE/MAX Realty Affiliates and just ask for the guy who used to be the house detective, Dave Newman.
Everyone is talking about opioids, but they're not the only drugs that can be harmful if taken in large quantities or not as prescribed. You also need to be aware of side effects from anxiety drugs, muscle relaxants, sleep aids, and stimulants. Mixing prescription drugs with other drugs or alcohol can be dangerous. If you take an Ambien with a glass of wine, it may be enough to stop you from breathing. Prescribed drugs can be just as dangerous as illegal drugs. Take medications only as directed.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
Welcome back to Nevada Newsmakers. Of course, our guest is sports writer Chris Murray with Nevada Sportsnet. Now, Chris, since Nevada and UNLV have both joined the Mountain West Conference, and in Governor Brian Sandoval's administration, an award has been started, the Governor's Series, which awards an all-sports trophy to the winner of this competition. It signifies who has the better overall athletic department. Now, the last time it was awarded, Nevada won it, but it was the first time Nevada has won it. Before that, UNLV won it four times.
Yeah.
What it shows me is that in the Olympic sports of Nevada may not be as strong as UNLV's. Tell me about where do you see the overall strength of Nevada's athletic department?
Yeah. So the tally right now is 5 wins for UNLV, 1 for Nevada, and the Nevada one was actually a tie, but they won the award because they won the football game, and that's the tiebreaker in the situation. So it's been pretty lopsided for UNLV those first 3 years, but the last 3 have been pretty close. I think under Doug Knuth, Nevada's athletic director, the Wolfpack's made a lot of strides. They've obviously gotten a lot better in basketball. They've gotten a lot better in baseball. And they made a lot of strides in golf and tennis and things like that. The reason UNLV wins this every year is it basically wins 6 points in golf, 6 points in tennis, and 6 points in track and field. So very strong in the spring sports. And Nevada just hasn't had enough to overcome that. Nevada usually wins football, men's basketball of late, the APR. They've been a lot better in volleyball. But the Wolfpack has a long way to go if it wants to be considered one of the better total athletic departments in the Mountain West and to catch UNLV. UNLV has a better athletic department program for program compared to Nevada.
Okay. Nevada athletic director is Doug Knuth, mm-hmm. and he has developed a reputation as a guy who hires good coaches. Of course, this has to do with the hiring of Eric Musselman for the basketball program. His baseball hires have been strong, and mm-hmm. now it looks like his football hire, Jay Norvell, he's on his way to a bowl game, perhaps, in just his second season. So what do you think? Is Doug Knuth like King Midas when it comes to
touch. I asked him about that. He basically said he was lucky. I think he was being modest. But no, he's done a great job considering what Nevada offers. I mean, the Wolfpack offered Jay Norvell a $450,000 contract. That's like a strength coach at a Power 5 school. So for him to hire these good coaches with such a limited budget has been gigantic. I mean, Eric Musselman has completely changed Nevada athletics. That was a great hire. Women's basketball coach Amanda Levins did a great job
last season.
Got him within one basket of the NCAA tournament, somewhere they've never gotten before. Hires a baseball coach in Jay Johnson and leads them to 41 wins. And 2 years later, Arizona poaches him away, and he takes Arizona to the College World Series title game in his first season. Then he hires T.J. Bruce, who wins a championship in baseball. And I think the cherry on top has been Norvell. There were a lot of people who wanted him to hire Bo Baldwin, the Eastern Washington coach, who had won a national title or two over there in Cheney, Washington. And he said, no, I feel like Jay Norvell, there's a higher ceiling. We'll be good with Bo Baldwin. I think we can be great with Jay Norvell. And he goes from 3 wins in his first season. They could easily win 9 games this year. So a huge step up. And, he's had a couple of coaches that maybe haven't been as successful, but he even hired one in swimming and diving that won a Mountain West championship. So, if you're hitting 75% of your coaching hires like he's done, you're doing a really good job.
Well, perhaps the most notable coaching hire was Eric Musselman.
Yeah.
And, of course, he led Nevada to the Sweet 16 in the NCAA basketball tournament last year. This year, they're ranked as high as number 7 nationally.
Crazy.
Yes, I've never seen that for a Nevada team.
Yeah.
What do you think about, is that too lofty, or do you think that Nevada could indeed end the season ranked as high as they started it?
Well, I'm one of the 65 voters in the AP Top 25, and I had them 5th, so I don't think it was too high. But they have not played like a top 10 school in their first couple of games so far. That being said, I mean, he's done magical things with that program. And I think Nevada has learned from, it was in 4 NCAA tournaments in the mid-2000s and let it kind of wilt. It's not doing that this time around. It's completed a practice facility at $4 million. A $1 million gift from Ramon Sessions, the NBA player, was huge. It gave Eric Musselman a $1 million contract. He makes about $1.3 million with bonuses. I remember talking to President Johnson when they hired Brian Polian and asked him, what's the budget? Can you go to $1 million? He said, we're never going to be a $1 million institution. So for them, a couple years later, to be able to say Eric Musselman deserves $1 million, it shows a higher investment in athletics. And, you mentioned 7th in the country. The year he took over, the year prior, they won only 7 games against Division I opponents. So entering his 4th year, 4 years later, to be at that spot. Nobody in the NCAA has done a better job than Eric Musselman the last 3 years outside of Jay Wright, who's won two titles with Villanova. So he's been great. How long Nevada can keep him, we'll see.
You know, it seems like this year Coach Musselman brought in a lot of stars.
Yeah.
And if anything, they just really haven't been able to mesh together, have the chemistry. Do you see that coming along later in the season, maybe about tournament time, and Katie bar the door, the Wolfpack will be almost unbeatable?
I think that's fair. I think everybody looked at this team and said they have a ton of returners. They really only returned three people from last year who are playing, the Martin twins and Jordan Caroline. They're going nine deep. So there's six new guys. They're playing a different system with two big guys in Jordan Brown, the second McDonald's All-American in school history, and Trey Porter. They're both 6'11". They topped out at 6'7" last year. So they're playing a lot differently. So I think it is going to take time. And I think Musselman's strength is he can bend a system to his players rather than fitting players into this one system that he doesn't change. So they're going to be a lot better team in March. I think they could do some really special team.
Okay. Chris, we got to stop it right there. Thanks for stopping in, and good luck with Nevada Sportsnet. We'll be right back after these few messages to wrap up this edition of Nevada Newsmakers.
A bird's eye captures its surroundings at different heights. At Brian Culpa Photography, we can make your imagination soar over buildings, parks, cityscapes, and beyond. Brian's images tell the story and get the job done. If you need a new perspective to tell your story, contact Brian today. Brian Culpa Photography. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Hi, my name's Marilyn Miner, and I'm sure you'd agree that Nevada's a very special place to live. I was born here, and my husband and I have raised our family here. I feel it's a privilege to live and work in the Truckee Meadows. I especially enjoy helping my clients reach their real estate goals. Sometimes the smallest details provide the greatest satisfaction. I'd be complimented to talk to you about your next move.
Call Marilyn Miner at Dixon Realty, 742-1280, or log on to marilynminer.com.
St. Ives Florist, for every holiday and every special occasion, for romance. Custom home design. We have the largest selection of fresh flowers in Northern Nevada. And we also offer a large selection of unique gift items. Come see me, Lori Ann, at St. Ives Florist, 700 South Wells Avenue, or call me at 333-9190.
Take a look at Pro Group Management and see how your workers' comp requirements can be met head-on. By taking a proactive approach, Pro Group can assure that your company is meeting or exceeding state and federal standards. As you move forward in your industry, Pro Group moves with you, simplifying regulatory tasks, clearing the way so you can get the job done, and look to your future success. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
Thanks for watching. Remember, you can catch all the shows of Nevada Newsmakers and download them for podcasts on NevadaNewsmakers.com. Thank you.